I'm Father James Kubicki, and here in Milwaukee, where I live, yesterday we had the vernal equinox, the first day of spring, and I am definitely ready for winter to move on. You know, one of my favorite poems about spring is from a poet who lived in Saginaw, Michigan, and so he appreciated spring the way I do. His name is Theodore Repke, and his poem, Vernal Sentiment, goes like this. Though the crocuses poke up their heads in the usual places, the frog scum appear on the pond with the same froth of green, and boys moon at girls with last year's fatuous faces, I never am bored, however familiar the scene, when from under the barn the cat brings a similar litter, two yellow and black, and one that looks in between. Though it all happened before, I cannot grow bitter. I rejoice in the spring, as though no spring ever had been. I love that last line. I rejoice in the spring, as though no spring ever had been. What he's saying is that even though we've been through spring before, when it finally comes after a long winter, it feels like the very first spring. That's how you should be thinking about the upcoming celebrations of Holy Week and Easter. You've been through them before, and so they can tend to become routine. Don't let that happen. Make the most of the final days of Lent because they're designed to prepare you for a great celebration of God's love for you. They're intended to help you rejoice this Easter as though no Easter ever had been, as though it were the very first Easter, and you were hearing for the first time the good news that death could not hold Jesus in the tomb, nor will it hold you.